This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Now, Robbie, do you remember a couple of years ago, actually, in 2018, there was a mural that was put up in Sydney of George Michael?
That's right, with the
halo and the rainbow, like
very
kind
iconic
of looking,
image,
yeah. Looking religious. It was absolutely amazing, and that was vandalized. It was absolutely loved and vandalized. It was iconic, and when that happened, it was really heartbreaking to so many people. And there's a work that's a part of the Midsummer Festival. It's sold out at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras last year, and it's come here for Midsummer and is on at the Arts Centre, and it's called The Rise and Fall of St. George. It's a work inspired by this vandalism and the vandalism of an image of George Michael in Sydney's inner west following the marriage equality campaign. So there's a lot of emotions and things going on already there. And joining us now in the studio is Lachlan Philpott, the writer of it. Now, hi, Lachlan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Now, this is a huge kind of work when you think about it. It meant a whole lot of different things to lots of different people. It represented a community and a fight that a community was happening. And then when it was vandalised, it really affected people in a lot of different ways. And you're a part of a work that's been created that's a combination of music and so much more. What was it like collaborating together to create this work?
It was a lot of fun, but also because I've been working with Paul Mack, who's a pretty well-known composer, but he, you know, was a part of the whole incident. I mean, the George Michael mural was on his home.
Yeah.
So it was on the side wall of his home, and him and Johnny, who he lives with and works with a lot, had also been friends with George Michael. So it had a particular meaning for them. They had the George Michael mural painted by Scott Marsh, just after George Michael had died. So it had a really, you know, deep meaning for them, but also for the community. I think it's a really iconic work. It's a lot of fun, and it represents that kind of spirit of the little bubbles that we live in these suburbs like Newtown, or, you know, the same sort of places in Melbourne, where I think we forget about a lot of the people who live outside those bubbles and what they think. And certainly when the damage to the mural happened, and there were a few attacks on it, but when that happened in that period when the marriage equality plebiscite vote came back as yes, then it was a really, really horrible message that got sent home to that community.
So when you were coming together to create the work, has it been quite raw for people? Because it's a really emotional thing and a really emotional time.
Yeah.
I'm coming to see the show this week and I'm quite excited to. But it is interesting because it is about a point in time for... It speaks to people in a lot of different ways, but it is about a point of time in our communities, specifically within Australia, where emotions were really high.
Yeah, I think when you look back on that period, it's a period that we would all rather forget. But I think as well that... You know, the arts have a role of actually bearing witness to
Absolutely.
Those moments as well, and making us look at them in different ways and try and understand them, and also holding people to account who did really shitty things to, our community. I mean, it was a horrible time for so many people, and it's hard to just move on and forget that scar. And it's also, I think, we don't want to move on and allow people to assume that everything in our community is now great, because
it's not.
And then, you know, the marriage vote was something that we all kind of got into because of what it meant. But I mean, there are a lot of people who, you know, for various reasons weren't that in favour of the plebiscite,
yeah,
or the vote, you know. So,
yeah. It's interesting because last year when the work premiered as a part of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, emotions were still raw. Emotions were still high.
They sure were.
What's it like when you all pick up the work now, a year later, and bring it here to Melbourne as a part of Midsummer?
That's a really good question. I mean, it's still... I hope that the work still resonates. I think that, you know, that the memory is still pretty close. It is a work also, though, that is about a specific community, but we all live in communities as well. I think if we don't live in communities, we have the desire to live in communities. So I don't know. I think it's still pretty resonant. And I mean, it's music that's very contemporary. It's got a huge choir, and they're amazing.
It's made up from choirs all around Melbourne, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's five choirs, there's four choirs, and then there's also a few members from the Arts Centre. But there's Shout, who are extraordinary. But like, we came in and heard
wonderful.
The choir, and we're just like, wow, they are amazing. I love listening to choral music, but I think having them as part of this is such a really, it's really quite beautiful.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
You've got, I mean, it sounds like the music is just going to be astounding for that reason, but also you've worked with some sensational queer collaborators, including Brendan McLean, Marcus Whale, Jackie Dark, have all sort of had their influence in this show as well. It seems like a real collaborative effort.
It is, and it's pretty amazing to be in a room where, you know, because we're taking it at the moment, and it's amazing to be in a room with... you know, so many queer people in one room for a start, but also, yeah, such talent. You're right, like Marcus and Brendan and Jackie, and there's Joy Ride, there's Handsome, so, who else have we got? Nairi. And Andrew, his second name escapes me, he'll kill me if he's listening to this,
but
yeah, thank you. They're extraordinary. And you don't, you know, there's not often that you go and see a show where you've got that many amazing contemporary Australian performers singing.
It's so exciting.
It's great.
And like you were saying, I think it's really great that it is capturing a very specific community at a very specific time in their lives. And like you were saying, the arts does bear witness to that. And this community is actually a very artistic one as well. So it's great that it's been able to create this elevation of this community that uses art as its voice and has been able to have it through this show and shown in this way. Because, you know, whether it's put on again in a year or two or 3 years from now, it is an important moment in time that we need to remember and reflect on. And the vandalism of that artwork was more than just bricks and paint being chucked at a wall.
It's symbolic, and you know that's certainly something I think that comes through really strongly in the work. And there's a connection obviously between the things that we get called or the things that we got called during the campaign and the things that, you know, the damage that's done to our property, but also of course the bigger things that are going on around the world and how they connected, you know, when a club gets bombed or when people are murdered or whatever, like there's a connection between all of these things and we have to make those connections.
And within our communities, when these things happen, whether it's to your local community or a community in a regional area or around the world or around the country, we feel it.
Yeah.
We connect and it resonates to us. So it's great that this work gets to explore that and project that to audiences to make them feel and understand what it was like for them as well. The Rise and Fall of St. George is only on for two nights. It's here as a part of Midsummer at the Arts Centre, and it's on the 23rd and 24th of January. I've already got my tickets, and you should have yours because it's absolutely amazing. Mm. It's sold out in Sydney, but let's be honest, in Sydney, that was where it happened. Do you know what I mean? It happened to that community, so there was a lot more buzz, but I am shocked that it has not sold out now. I hated that I missed seeing it in Sydney. I was up there at the time, but I couldn't get tickets.
A lot of people missed out in Sydney. People were really fighting for tickets.
Yeah. That would have been more popular than the Mardi Gras after party, I'll tell you that now. It's great that it gets to be re-exposed and explored here as a part of Midsummer in Melbourne. So grab your tickets, head to the Arts Centre Melbourne website or midsummer.org.au to get them right now. The Rise and Fall of St. George is on the 23rd and 24th of January this week. Do not miss out. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.